Claude Gueux by Victor Hugo. Claude Gueux was a poor workman living in Paris about 8 years ago with his mistress and child. Although his education had been neglected and he could not even read, the man was naturally clever and intelligent and thought deeply over matters. Winter came with its attendant miseries: want of work, want of food, want of fuel. The man, the woman and the child were frozen and famished. The man turned thief. I know not what he stole. What signifies, as the result, was the same. To the woman and child, it gave 3 days' bread and warmth. To the man, 5 years' imprisonment. He was taken to Clairvaux, the abbey now converted into a prison, its cells into dungeons, and the altar itself into a pillory. This is called progress. Claude Gueux, the honest workman who turned thief from force of circumstances, had a countenance which impressed you: a high forehead, somewhat lined with care, dark hair already streaked with grey, deep-set eyes beaming with kindness, while the lower part clearly indicated firmness mingled with self-respect. He rarely spoke, yet there was a certain dignity in the man which commanded respect and obedience. A fine character, and we shall see what society made of it. Over the prison workshop was an inspector, who rarely forgot that he was a jailer also to his subordinates, handing them the tools with one hand and casting chains upon them with the other. A tyrant, never using even self-reasoning, with ideas against which there was no appeal, hard rather than firm. At times he could even be jocular, doubtless a good father, a good husband, really not vicious, but bad. He was one of those men who never can grasp a fresh idea, who apparently fail to be moved by an emotion, yet with hatred and rage in their hearts, they look like blocks of wood, heated on the one side, but frozen on the other. This man's chief characteristic was obstinacy, and so proud was he of this very stubbornness that he compared himself with Napoleon, an optical delusion like taking the mere flicker of a candle for a star. When he had made up his mind to a thing, however absurd, he would carry out that absurd idea. How often it happens that, when a catastrophe occurs, if we inquire into the cause, we find it originated through the obstinacy of one with little ability, but having full faith in his own powers. Such was the inspector of the prison workshop at Clairvaux, a man of flint placed by society over others who hoped to strike sparks out of such material. But a spark from a like source is apt to end in a conflagration. The inspector soon singled out Claude Gueux, who had been numbered and placed in the workshop, and finding him clever, treated him well. Seeing Claude looking sad, for he was ever thinking of her he termed his wife, and being in a good humour by way of pastime to console the prisoner, he told him the woman had become one of the unfortunate sisterhood and had been reduced to infamy. Of the child, nothing was known. After a time, Claude had accustomed himself to prison rule, and by his calmness of manner and a certain amount of resolution clearly marked in his face, he had acquired a great ascendancy over his companions, who so much admired him that they asked his advice and tried in all ways to imitate him. The very expression in his eyes clearly indicated the man's character. Besides, is not the eye the window to the soul?